Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I finally could go to a therapist and know exactly why I was messed up. You know, I actually could just go, listen, I was shot, help me out, and she could.
A sense of humor about a serious event is one change in Mark Cohn's life since a 2005 carjacking attack. Another is his first album in almost a decade. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. There's no set pace for making records. Some artists release a couple a year, others a couple a decade. Mark Cohn is one of the latter, although not really by choice. Aside from incidents outside music, that's where writer's block comes in. And after Walking in Memphis and a Best New Artist Grammy in 91, the wait between albums stretched from 2 to 5 to 9 years. But now we have Join the Parade, an album where Mark adds some grit to his warm, soulful pop sound. And during an interview with our Claudia Marshall, he talked about a few of the things he's learned over the years about making music his way.
Songwriting, I'm sure you've talked about this with a lot of people, is a pretty mysterious thing. There's not a lot about it you can control. It's a strange job when it becomes a job. That's the first strange thing about it, really. You do it sort of because you have to for a long time, and then all of a sudden you have to for a different reason.
Like a record contract,
like
paying the rent that way.
Exactly. And my songs just don't come out from that place. I've never been able to sort of write on demand. It usually has to be because there's something that I need to say, usually pretty personal. But I really don't understand what happened, and I don't understand why it stopped. That's part of the weirdness of what I do, but it's also part of why I love it.
Maybe life is curious to see what you would do with the gift to be left alive. How love, how give, and spread the higher purpose and cut through all this shuck and jive. It's only natural, maybe superstitious to try and find the meaning in beating the odds. Sometimes you gotta
get down on your knees.
Sometimes you better
get down on your knees.
Sometimes, baby,
get down on your knees
and thank the whole wide universe of gods for letting you live out with strength a little longer, boy. Raise your voice and make a joyful noise. Ain't no guarantee of anything, live out the strain.
I feel good about what I've done. I sort of look back and wish I'd been able to do more, but it is what it is. You know, we were talking before we started about James Taylor and all these other amazing artists like Jackson and Joni, who over the years just made so many records, and I always imagined I would make that many records.
Maybe one a year, every other year.
Yeah, but it just wasn't to be for me. So I've had to kind of accept that I have my own process, my own schedule, my own sort of thing. And I have to say, this record is the closest for me to getting to the sound I always heard in my head.
I was sitting merry in my dad's blue Valiant. Rain was coming down and the radio was playing, and Mary was talking a million miles a minute, but I could not hear one word she was saying, because I was lost, I was gone, listening to leave on in another world, in another place. I was lost, I was gone, listening to leave on. I was looking in Mary's eyes, yeah. But I was listening to leave on, yeah.
Mark Cohn performing Listening to Leave On during an FUV show at Bennett Studios in New Jersey. You'll find the complete interview, concert, and more online at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.